I'm John Moe. This is Future Tense from American Public Media for Monday, July 26, 2010. Here's a sentence that got my attention.
Privacy is just a blip in history.
More on that in a minute, but here's the deal. We as a society have struck a bargain. We enjoy our mobile phones, our social media, our interconnectivity, but we pay for it with data. Stacey Vanek Smith of our sister program Marketplace has been looking into the world of data mining. Stacey, define data mining.
It's when companies collect data about you. So every time you use your credit card, every time you Google something, subscribe to a magazine, that creates a little piece of data about you. Companies collect all of that and feed it into computer programs that can predict our behavior, and they use it to figure out what they should try to sell us.
Is this information more valuable to these companies in the aggregate or as an individual? I mean, is it more important to them that John Moe buys graham crackers or that, you know, X number of million people bought graham crackers, you know?
It is really a question of aggregates, and that's where maybe this is a little less scary than it might sound. I know. So usually what happens is a company that wants to sell travel packages, they will buy up millions of records on people who've traveled, and they will take that to a data analyst. And the data analyst will feed all of these millions of records into a computer program that will predict who is most likely to buy exactly what this company is selling.
How big of a business is data mining?
Data mining is huge. It's a $100 billion business. It's growing 10% a year. Companies like IBM and Best Buy and Microsoft and Walmart are really pumping billions of dollars into this every year because this is really where they see marketing going in the future, how they're going to sell us things. It's going to get a lot more personal and a lot more effective.
Stacey Vanek Smith's two-part series on data mining airs tonight and tomorrow on Marketplace. Now, companies aren't exactly digging through our garbage to get this data. Andreas Wiegand is the former chief scientist at Amazon.com. He now consults with businesses on data issues, and he says, we're serving this stuff up on a platter.
People now knowingly and willingly share things which the KGB often wouldn't have gotten out of them under torture. Think Facebook, where people share all the friends they have, and sometimes through searches on Google, their secret desires.
What's the journey that my information goes on?
If you're mainly focusing on the web, that information is stored in some servers, backed up elsewhere, and basically impossible to ever erase. But, John, think much further than that.
Okay.
The data now that your phone emits, where you spend, how much time, where you start your day, where you end your day, it is those implicit data that's being collected all the time. That is much more interesting information than the information you knowingly and willingly give yourself.
Well, what are the consequences then of all this data being out there? I mean, are we going to run out of privacy? Is that just going to be an outmoded concept?
Yes, I often say privacy is just a blip in history.
Well, okay, so what do we get in the bargain? You know, if I'm giving up the concept of privacy, what do I reap as a result?
One important element is discovery, that we can discover things, people, places, which actually we couldn't have discovered before.
That's Andreas Wiegand. Other stories we're following at futuretense.publicradio.org. Speaking of sharing data, Apple says it's trying to address a bug in its Safari browser that makes it possible for any website you visit to see personal information, your name, workplace, location, email. We have information online about how to address that yourself if you're running Safari. The government of India unveiled a prototype for what it hopes will be a $35 touchscreen computer. Uses a memory card like a cell phone instead of a hard drive, and it's solar powered. Producer Larissa Anderson is here, and I'm going to feel like an infomercial when I say this, but you have news of a revolutionary new kitchen product.
And it's not a bacon genie. Researchers at MIT have developed what is essentially a food printer.
Food printer.
Big tanks of refrigerated ingredients are stored in it. You can dial up what you want, and it extrudes the parts onto a serving tray.
Nothing makes me hungrier than the word extrude.
And if you run out of ingredients, it can suggest substitutes or alternate recipes.
Wow. Well, let me know when they invent a way to email or text food.
So I can extrude mail you something? Lunch?
Extrude mail me. This is Future Tense. I'm John Moe.
Future Tense is supported by Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. You can meet people talking about today's news at news.gather.com.